We received many emails complaining about our coverage of Saddam Hussein's capture last Sunday. NPR's ombudsman Jeffrey Dvorkin addressed many listeners' concerns in a column posted this past week on NPR's website. Here's an excerpt.
In recent years, NPR has been quite deliberate about providing the public radio stations and the listeners with the expectation that they can count on NPR to be there when a big story breaks, even on weekends. This means, when that big story happens, as it did last weekend, NPR does more than just provide an hourly update on a newscast. It means bringing in extra reporters, producers, and editors to make sure that a major story gets covered by going live and staying on the air until the story seems fully reported. Live coverage of breaking news can take hours. A news event may have moments of genuine drama, but those may be followed by more moments, even hours, when not much happens. That's when the program starts to fill, by summarizing, again, what has happened up to that point. What the listeners don't hear is the gnashing of teeth in the control room and the churn of stomach acid in executive offices as they listen to the hosts try to row with only one oar, metaphorically, of course. It would be easy at that point for the producer to say, okay, we've said everything there is to say, let's bail out. But pulling the network of stations together, especially on a Sunday, can be Herculean, and a producer might be hesitant to end the broadcast too soon in case another news development might occur. As I listen to the special broadcast here in Washington, D.C., from home, on public radio station WETA, I felt NPR's pain. I have an appreciation of what goes into a broadcast like that. So I was surprised at the number of angry emails from listeners who wanted their local station to stop the broadcast and get back to regular programming. With most news specials, my email runs about 60-40 from those who dislike the change to those who appreciate the special. This time, the responses were uniformly hostile. Liberals were convinced NPR was reporting Saddam Hussein's capture in a pro-administration light. Conservatives said they were appalled that NPR reported that many problems remain in Iraq, even after Saddam's capture. Many who wrote said they preferred in any case not to be disturbed by the news on a Sunday beyond the headlines on the hourly newscasts. As the listener's ombudsman, it pains me to say so, but I think these particular listeners are mistaken. NPR did an extraordinary job in providing a remarkable news special in a short period of time. And most of the listeners were, I believe, very well served on a day of major developments by NPR.
Jeffrey Dvorkin's remarks were excerpted from his latest column, which is on our website at npr.org.